Welcome to the new Cartzellini Daily Podcast, bringing you the voices of poets and writers from around the world, as published in Cartzellini.com, the online literary magazine. I'm Beth Adams, and here's my co-editor, Dave Bonta, to introduce today's feature.
Today is the last in our series of selections from the chapbook contest finalists before Monday's unveiling of the chapbook itself. Influence of Two Moons is the title of today's manuscript by Kit Loney. The selection we're going to hear is called Madam Butterfly and the Down Syndrome Kid. Kit Loney received the Poetry Society of South Carolina's 2008 Cary Allen McRae Prize, among other honors, and her day job is teaching middle school art.
Madam Butterfly and the Down Syndrome Kid. In the movie I Never Made, Philip enters the art room, his walk a loping dance, and his hands ever churning in his pockets. Fade in the orchestration, Renata Scotto singing Un bel di vedremo, as Philip contemplates the blank sheet, the brush, the colors. Follow Focus's hand as he lowers bristles into yellow paint, slowly brushes warm light onto the page. Close up on his eyes crossed in rapt concentration as he repeats the process. Take after take, each stroke is a wonder. The way it starts narrow from the tip, widens with the pressure of the brush, then exhausts itself like day giving into twilight. The soundtrack swells with the soprano's picture of the sea within her heart, its wide horizon, glittering harbor. Zoom in as Philip applies blue, the lilting marks lapping green into where the yellow has not yet dried. He curls his tongue forward to taste the salt ocean breeze. Butterfly's voice climbs with her longing, scales steep sloped waves, soars into towering clouds. And now Philip smiles wide, delighted over the curl action of his wrist as he swirls white paint into the scene, filling the sails of Pinkerton's ship. It is a vessel made of drawing paper. It surges through choppy waters, splashes us with sunlit drops of brine.